Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hello, I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for staying with me. It's just you and me in this segment. I want to go over again. I did this earlier in the week, but I want to do it again. I want to tell you how I thought. You know, a lot of people want to know how we gotten to this point. How did we get to this point? What happened? Well, folks, it really was a pure example of a combination of events, and that's a part of the ingredient, but only part of it. Certain events provided the fuel and the momentum for the excesses that we're going to be paying for a while now. And those events were the attack of 9/11, the recession before that, the attacks of 9/11, corporate malfeasance, the Enron, WorldCom debacle, and some of the others that happened. And all that happened 1, 2, 3, bam, 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 3 years in a row. And it really, you know, took a body blow. All those were body blows to our economy, to the marketplace. And so the Federal Reserve Board, was concerned that with all of that, that the economy needed to have as much access to liquidity as possible, to money, to capital as possible. And so what they did was they lowered rates, bam, 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 right on down to 1%. And they stayed, and I say rates, I'm talking about Fed funds rate, which you and I pay 3% of the prime rate from banks. Is 3% over that. So if Fed funds rate is 1%, then prime rate would be 4%. And that means as small business owners, you and I probably pay somewhere in the 5 to 6 range. 1 or 2 points, we always pay a premium over prime because we're small business owners. We don't have the heavy, you know, heavy balance sheet that some companies do. So for about a year, Fed funds rate was at 1%. That was way too low. And what that did, that basically just pumped a bunch of money into the economy. Now, then what happened was we have these GSEs, these government-sponsored entities, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which were buying up mortgages, securitizing them, and sending them on upstream to these financial companies, all these organizations that have gone bankrupt. Bear Stearns, Lehman, et cetera, if they haven't gone bankrupt, they've basically collapsed. Merrill Lynch, Wachovia, Citi, UBS, all those guys. They bought a bunch of these securities. Well, these were securitized mortgages. The mortgages were created, many of them were transactions that were produced with people who couldn't justify that kind of a mortgage. They didn't have they're called subprime mortgages, folks. And subprime means that they're not high quality mortgages. But because we had all this money that somebody needed to do something with, and because nobody was watching Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, because our Congress chartered these groups, these two companies, but they didn't watch them. There was no oversight. They were actually, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were actually lobbying Congress to get them to leave them alone, and they did it successfully. So all these mortgages were created because of all the extra money. They shouldn't have been created, these subprime mortgages, but they were. And consequently, people paid way too much for houses, and they financed way more than they could afford. That's the Main Street. That's the public sector responsibility. And all this, people bought houses they shouldn't have bought, and those mortgages, those thousands, millions of mortgages, got rolled up into securities, and then with all these securities on the books of these financial companies, when the accounting practices kicked in, the accounting practice told these people they had to value these mortgages. Well, when there was no market for the mortgages because people now knew they were bogus, that meant that they had to mark them down off their books, off their balance sheet because of the accounting practices that were required them to lower the value of these assets that they had on their books, these financial mortgage-backed securities. When they did that, they got upside down in their capital requirements, which these financial companies have capital requirements. They got upside down and they raised a bunch of capital to the degree that they could. And when they couldn't raise any more and they still were out of balance, they collapsed. And that's where we are right now, folks. So when you watch these politicians preening in front of the cameras and acting indignant because they're being asked to bail all this out as if it were somebody else's fault, our Congress has as much to blame for all this as anybody, and maybe even more. It's 9 after. I gotta go. It's 58 after. I'll be back in the next hour.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.